This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, the budget deal. Democrats get a little something. Republicans get a little something. There is no discussion of the debt limit in the thing or a tax overhaul or Medicare or Social Security. No grand bargain, capital G, capital B. But let me run this by you. Is it maybe possible that it's a win-win deal all the same because Washington is finally getting out of the economy's way? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on that one.
I talk to a lot of economists and policy wonks, and it's rare to hear them get this excited.
We reached a deal. I mean, how amazing is that? I mean, talk about a Christmas miracle.
Jeff Stibel is chair and CEO of the Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corporation. He says the deal will boost the economy next year, and if it's passed right away, it could pump up holiday shopping.
You know, we had lackluster sales with the early holiday shopping, and I'm hoping this helps accelerate it.
Bernard Baumol is chief global economist at the Economic Outlook Group. He's excited about the deal in his own way. He doesn't think it'll have an economic effect until next year. But if Congress passes it,
then we're really looking at an economy that can grow beyond 3.5% with the unemployment rate dropping to below 6.5% by the end of next year.
Because Baumol says without the uncertainty of Washington gridlock, companies will climb off their piles of hoarded cash and hire people. But Congress needs to do more, according to Linda Bilmes. She teaches public policy at Harvard. She says to really rev up the economy, we need to tackle bigger problems.
The tax code is outdated. It is overly complicated. It is badly in need of an overhaul.
Bilmes would also like Congress to make Social Security sustainable. She knows this won't happen immediately, but she says there's a better chance for a grand bargain now when Congress isn't so preoccupied with short-term fixes. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.